This is going to include county commissioners. This is going to include representatives of the town boards in Carrboro and Chapel Hill and also Hillsboro. And Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsboro joining us now on the phone. Mayor, good afternoon. Good to be with you. And got a big meeting coming up on Tuesday. What's the top thing on the agenda for you?
Good afternoon, Aaron. Well, I think for Hillsboro, probably the Food Council and certainly looking at affordable housing in particular, what are we going to do about mobile home parks are probably the most relevant. For Hillsboro, I know for overall things like the Green Track are of huge interest in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, but are not followed very much about Hillsboro. But the Food Council is something that's really very much countywide. Our Mayor Pro Tem, Commissioner Jen Weaver, serves on the Food Council representing the Hillsboro. And so that in particular has got my attention. And I'm glad we're having this opportunity to have our elected municipal governments meet with the county government and to have a discussion.
What's the focus of the discussion on the Food Council?
Well, primarily the Food Council is fairly new, and it's not really designed to provide services. What it's really looking at are what are the overall policies, where are gaps. I think a model for that is our partnership to end homelessness. It really is effort to try to bring all the different players who are involved with food insecurity and food distribution to the table and see, who's being left out, what, where are the gaps in policy and services, and where can we do to make sure that everybody has access to good food and healthy food.
As an elected official, how important are these particular meetings? The Assembly of Government meetings only happen every so often, and this is the opportunity to sit down sort of on a formal level with other town boards and county commissioners and discuss. But what's the value of that sort of formal setting for having these conversations?
Well, it certainly has value. We're gonna miss the State of the Union.
Okay, so that's the first upside. What else?
sacrifice. Well, I think it's mixed value. It's certainly always valuable to sort of come together, and very important for the local officials to work together. As you mentioned, Aaron, it is a formal meeting, and sometimes that's a great venue to for some kinds of discussions and for looking at things. And actually, I think the Food Council is probably a good example to look people eye to eye and see, okay, what are you really thinking and feeling about, mobile home parks, and what are we going to do about that? Or what's important on other people's minds? So I think it may be less about the individual issues, but more the opportunity for officials across jurisdictions to kind of see each other in action a little bit and kind of size up what's important and therefore take a gauge about what's important across Orange County. I think that's that is valuable. I think there's a lot of other ways that we work together, both formally and informally. So I'm not sure it's the most important meeting that I have on my calendar in the year, but certainly glad to participate.
Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, if you're listening out there, you want the full agenda for the Assembly of Governments meeting. It's online at orangecountync.gov, which is the county's website, partly owing to the fact that big meeting is tomorrow night, and sort of scheduling purposes in general, no Hillsboro Town Board meeting tonight or next week. Next one is coming up on February 12th, but the process is underway now, and Mayor, you and I talked about this last week a little bit, but we now know a little bit more about the process, and we've got at least one name of someone who is interested in seeking the appointment to fill the vacancy that is going to be created in March when Brian Lowen steps down from the board. So what do we know now about the process to fill that seat, the appointment process, and how much? I know Matt Hughes has already announced his interest. interest. But beyond that, do you know of any other people, have you spoken with, who might be interested in filling that seat as well?
Sure. Well, let me say a couple things. Actually, recent update, we have two people who've officially applied. One is Anna Linville, another one is James Schweitzer. Certainly Matt Hughes has indicated publicly that he will apply, but that application has not been received yet. And I've heard from a couple other folks who were very interested in applying. I know various commissioners, and myself included, are glad to meet with people sometimes just over coffee and answer some different questions. And so we want to be available to people if they have questions. I'll say right off the bat too, if you go to the town website, hillsboroughnc.gov, that wonderful font of all kinds of information, there is a page about the commissioner search. And we spent, Aaron, an awful lot of last Monday's board workshop meeting discussing the process. I think what we came up with, to make the story short, is we looked at Durham, who recently just went through this process. We've heard a number of good comments about Durham, which had to handle quite a number of applicants, but did so, I think, when we announced that there would be an appointment, but before we had a process, I saw a Facebook post from a neighbor who I greatly respect, who said, "I hope your process is going to be as open and transparent as the Durham one." And so we looked at that, and what the Durham process involved, and we modeled ours afterwards, is there's a written set of questions that we ask people. Some are about issues, and some are about time availability and how you go about making decisions, and you know, what are your kind of agendas, or what do you think the town's agenda should be. We plan to interview the candidates or a subset of those candidates, of course, publicly, and we want to provide an opportunity for citizens at large to weigh in on a particular candidate and or to let the board know of somebody that they support. So we came out with a pretty ambitious schedule. We turned around in 48 hours to get the application process out and this commissioner page on the website. We will be taking applications until February 11th, and we anticipate at our February 12th meeting to, if there's a large pool of candidates, and I hope there are, to sort of cull that down to is up to seven different candidates that we would interview on February 26th. We'll continue interviews if necessary through March 5th, and hopefully we would be able to make a selection on March 12th. Assuming that we could make a selection on March 12th, we are not going to actually seat the person. We'd have them sworn in probably at the April meeting. Brian Lowen will continue on through March, and we're going to reserve the March workshop to finish up a lot of our development business so we don't have a new appointee weighing in or voting on development issues that they haven't had the opportunity necessarily to go through all the public hearings about that, just to keep that process clean. So that's a very quick overview. We certainly encourage people who want to apply to do so. The application, I think it's seven questions. It's on the Hillsborough website, hillsboroughnc.gov, and we'll take it from there.
Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for all of the information, including, and I'm looking at it now, the list of candidates who have applied, Anna Linville and James Schweitzer, and seven questions. Although one of those questions has a whole bunch of subsets there as well.
It does.
Yes. I'm looking at it for the first time here. There's a little bit on that, but yeah, pretty quick application and a pretty quick turnaround as well for the decision.
It is, and I will say that those applications will be made public in advance, being probably on the 11th or probably on the 12th when we make our decision. We're reluctant to publish them as they come in. Just because it would be, I think that would create a just problematic for potential candidates if some are made public before others have a chance to do their written applications. But as I say, we have, you know, as many as a half dozen people who've expressed interest, some with very strong interest, and we're going to encourage folks who are at all interested. We sent out an email to graduates from our Citizens Academy program. Mm-hmm. We've sent out an email to our members of our advisory board, you know, people who are already engaged with the town, just saying, look, this is an opportunity now. If you're interested in this, you know, please get your application in. I hope we have a really hard problem of having a lot of really good applicants to sift through. That's the challenge that the current board members are really eager to address, as challenging as that would be.
HillsboroughNC.gov for the full list of information plus the application if you're listening out there and you want to apply. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, before we let you go, I know there's a couple other things you want to get the word out about, including this really cool fundraiser that the Hillsborough Police are doing for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I know the Hillsborough Police have really been devoted to community service and raising money for Special Olympics, now Mothers Against Drunk Driving as well, so this is really cool.
It is just so cool. I mean, and they set a goal of $3,000 for the Raleigh Walk Like Mad and the Mad Dash. You know, these guys do a lot for Special Olympics for very local. They get sound calls. I mean, I don't know when they're not fundraising. Sometimes, please. But it's really a part and parcel of this community outreach that they're doing. And I have an enormous amount of appreciation for the quality of the training that our police officers going through. We try to make every day a training day. They're putting special emphasis on how to decrease violence and to do community outreach. And of course, then they do a lot of these things on the side. It's a great esprit de corps that happens in our police department. And so, hey, it's that webpage, HillsboroughNC.gov. You'll see the information about the police department. They along with our water and sewer group and our visitor center, also have a pretty strong presence on Facebook. As well as Twitter. So that's another way to follow what they're doing, is follow them on Facebook. I think we now have as many Facebook followers for our police department as we have citizens. So we're very happy about that.
Awesome. And again, HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on that. Anything else going on in town that people want to know about?
Well, one thing, I had the pleasure for the 11th time to take a group of students from the Duke documentary series, a semester-long class, and they do spend a semester doing documentaries of various places and people around Hillsborough. There's a wonderful website called Small Town USA. You access it by smalltown-usa.com. And these students work all semester on a 5-minute presentation of something about Hillsborough. And you look at them, they're all posted from 2007 up to 2017. You can go to them now. And, you know, some of them go back to the Blue Bayou or the Depot or places and different farms around the community, different churches. You know, here's a teacher that they're emphasize. I was looking through one of the presentations about Mike Troy, the late Mike Troy, who was of course, one of the owners of He's Not Here in Chapel Hill, but also quite a character around town. And it's just every year we have about 15 students who do these projects, and you're going to see them around Hillsborough in the coming year. Particularly wherever they pick their projects. So they make their presentations at the April last Friday. So look for that. Take a look at smalltown-USA on their website. If you see these students around, tell them the mayor says, hey, and welcome them. And I'm really excited to see what kind of projects they're going to come up with this year.
I'm looking forward to it. Again, if you're listening out there, you want more information on Hillsborough, HillsboroughNC.gov, go there to get a lot more information, including the link to all of the info you need to apply to be a town commissioner and eventually to look at the applications that have been submitted once they get them all. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. And I also want to thank you and WCHL for being us at the Hillsborough Chamber Awards that we had last week. Great job, and good to see everybody there.